Hey everybody, I'm gonna go back into my party here with my friend Willie. And we are going to resume playing again. Actually, I didn't know the broadcast stopped when you restart a game, so to update you, I did. Oh, wait a minute. Let me go into this party. Oh, okay, I need to create my party again. And how do I get back to my game now? Okay, there we go. Okay. Now, am I still
There
broadcast?
it is.
All right. Am I now? When I leave the game to like recreate a party, am I still broadcasting, or do I have to restart the broadcast now?
Yeah, that happened.
Oh, okay. Cool. All right. Let's see. Dang it, I wish SharePlay was working, 'cause now I need to figure out if story mode is on easy. Oh well, I guess we'll figure out it the hard way. Well, if it's too hard, then I'll know it's.
Millions of years ago, Shinnok, one of the elder gods, turned on his fellow deities and invaded the Earth realm.
1022, eh?
Raiden and the Elder God stopped Shinnok, locked him up in the Nether Realm. Others followed in Shinnok's footsteps,
my iPad, right?
Like Outworld's Emperor Shao Kahn, who was obsessed with conquering Earthrealm. So Raiden convinced the Elder Gods to enact the Mortal Kombat tournament as a way to even the odds, give Earthrealm a chance. For generations, Shao Kahn followed the Elder God's rules. The
what
war
up, yo?
Moved to the arena, where he sent his toughest fighters to challenge
hey,
Raiden's greatest defenders.
Hey guys, what's up? Hey Brandon, what's up?
2 years ago,
well, let me tell you what's
him.
Up.
But Shao Kahn was ready to lose.
And things, and MKX, and stuff.
He violated the rules
also
of
MKX.
Mortal Kombat
yeah.
And invaded Earthrealm.
Hey,
most of
wow,
his defenders,
you're
our friends,
wow.
Were killed. Turned
Warren,
into evil,
did you see that I mentioned you on the Twitter?
Oh no, I've been
odds,
playing MK, so I didn't.
I responded to your request.
Oh, it's a
different question of my own.
Oh, okay.
Basically, I said I can't actually invite you to the folder. It looks like it looks
we
like me in
the long
front of the folder.
Was over.
I can't
oh.
Invite you to it, but I can.
It turns out
I can just. We still have a folder that we have. And I could just throw the MKX files we have so far in there.
Oh, okay. Nah, well, Liam, I don't know, like, there's the, I have, Liam's BT Sync was running and it syncs the Dropbox folder, so I have the MKX raw guide and the character, I guess the characters that.
Yeah, that's what we have.
Okay.
You are on story mode.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, I'm about to be jumping into the story mode.
Yeah, I just completed my first set arcade ladder over there in black.
I need to I was messing around, but, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, me either.
I did okay with the model. By the way, fun fact, you may have already figured this out, but I didn't know what I'm telling you anyway. Fun fact. You start with 3 available easy to kill.
Really?
Yeah. Nice!
Oh, so how do you perform? How do you, like, can you perform them right away? How do you.
Yeah, buddy, for easy to kill is always the same. You have to get the range. Right?
Oh, okay.
You know the range for a fatality?
It's like, you know, either a half screen or full screen away or whatever.
Or close.
Yeah.
Or close. But if you know the range for the fatality you're trying to do, it's either going to be holding R2 and pressing square or holding R2 and pressing triangle.
Oh, okay. Depending on the range, like the R2 and...
No, depending on... Depending on if it's fatality 1 or fatality 2.
Oh, okay, square, square, triangle, R2 square for fatality 1, R2 square, triangle for fatality 2. Oh, okay.
You have to know the range of those fatalities and actually move to that range and then it
goes. Yeah.
Just keep in mind that it spends an expendable, you know, resource.
Yeah.
We do not expel Chinook from
Raiden. Yeah, yeah, you gotta get him from the crypt or
Earth Realm's life force.
And we're not gonna let that happen.
Kenchi and I appreciate the major allowing us to join you.
Here's something that
we're happy to help kick Chinook's bony ass back to the Netherrealm.
So Misty played the game first, and she was helping me with the major great message. She went into a difficult fight. She plays with Raiden. And she does a freaking brutality.
I know Liam randomly got two fatalities yesterday.
That's not about brutality.
Brutality. Yeah, he got 2 random brutalities yesterday.
Misty does one. I haven't played the game yet. He does brutality.
Oh yeah, I got the first quick time randomly. That's cool.
I wish there was an easy way to tell if they're random or, you know.
Yeah. I think they are random. I mean, what do quick time events affect though? They don't seem to affect actual cutscenes. Like, you know, once it's done, it's cutscene is.
They affect the scene. They affect how the fight goes in the scene.
Oh yeah.
But they don't affect the story. Which is why I don't actually care that much if you don't get that.
Really.
Who's Misty?
This is my fiance.
Hello.
He's the evil person who did a brutality before me.
Don't call her evil.
I thought it was cool though. It was cool, but like she was figuring stuff out too, like I was. So. But I definitely, I'm pretty sure I know one of Raiden's brutality requirements. So.
What is it?
The brutality that she did.
Yeah.
Was linked to his shocking grasp type move.
Oh, okay.
Whoa.
And I think you have to do a certain amount of those during the fight. Yeah, she's doing a lot of thrusters that might have been active. And I'm wondering now, this is something we still haven't checked on, but here's something that was checked.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. Here's something we have to check. We haven't confirmed this, but now that she's done the brutality, use it for half, and its requirements now in the move list.
Oh, yeah, I wonder.
Like, if we were to pick Raiden, pick the same variation, and check the move list.
Yeah.
I kind of doubt it. The only thing I have in there is like CDs.
So it's weird, man. Isn't there an F trophy for doing an X-ray? Because I did an X-ray in Aaron Black's, and I didn't, you know, I performed it completely. I didn't get a trophy, I don't think.
Yeah, we've gotten a couple trophies, but not for X-ray. We got a trophy for Misty doing the brutality.
Yeah, and the freak.
Because of course, no. No. We got a trophy when I did the easy fatality as well.
I got a trophy for jumping around a lot.
Yeah, she got a trophy called
Jumping Around. Oh, yeah. Yeah, like 30 times, yeah.
which thing is this? Is that just a movie or something? Oh, yeah, that thing. I need to actually play that. I'm terrible.
That was unpleasantly cold.
Yeah, all I have in here is like stuff. And another yeah, I can't wait till we have a move list.
Oh no, yeah.
Gaze that lovingly. That's right, I said that. Okay, you got it loving. Oh, you're broadcasting? Ah, cool.
Yeah.
How cool is that? One of these days we'll set that up on this system that we have it.
Didn't know a face could do that.
I wonder, do you know if TTS is actually broadcast? Because, like, I guess I was broadcasting TTS earlier.
Oh, yeah. It probably is, because I think anything in the, like, any audio that comes through the PS4 is actually out, I think.
Ah.
So, yeah. You win, demonstrate TTS. Tune in on Twitch while I move around the
Sub-Zero spamming his, stupid freezing moves.
So I was, of course, a little bit sad that there was no stability mode.
Yeah.
But you know, I can't hate too much. It's a great game.
I liked it better when we fought on the same side.
You can feel it.
Oh, yeah.
I did a test your mic tower last night, by the way.
Oh, really?
We fared better than the I did.
Is it
great?
I mean, I guess it's fully like accessible with audio cues.
Well, there's no cue for when the meter has popped.
Yeah.
But you know, I don't really care. Number one, because I'm pretty good at that stuff.
Yeah.
Number two, because losing is awesome.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
It's like all the characters like in the crowd watching you try to break things.
Yeah.
Fail, one of them is
that's funny.
Like, I got killed, let's see. The first time I failed, Kung Lao's hat came out of the crowd and sliced me.
That's funny.
And then the second time I failed, suddenly, Quan Chi's green magic light stuff that he throws around trapped my head.
That's fun. And
then he laughs.
Yeah. And story mode, like, can you just, like, hit new player story and then, you know, hit X to continue where you left off? Or is, like, does it... Do you have to, like, select where you want to go next? Or, you know, where you want to, you know, where your last checkpoint was or whatever.
You must re-fortify the portal's defenses below.
Well, I haven't played Storm mode, but if it works like... It's too late.
Yeah, it should, but... Because when Liam played last night, when he went to select where he was last time, the menu doesn't actually have any sound, which kind of sucks. When you're moving around it. The mighty gods of
Earthrealm. There's actually a menu in Thornhill?
Well, yeah, like you can select, because I guess, which chapter, which section of a chapter you were.
Well, hopefully, if it's a smart menu, it should put you on the last one. That,
yeah, you were. Yeah, I hope.
You abandoned them to their deaths. I returned them to life.
A life worse than death.
One you will soon share. And my lord himself shall witness your fall.
You know what?
I'm going to
Alright guys, I think I'm going to, stop playing for a bit, go and shave, take a shower, stuff like that, and I'll probably be back in like an hour or so.
Yeah, I don't have it.
Alright.
Okay.